Day 4, Walking Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Devotion by Elder Stephen Choi. Narration by Jason Lee. Psalm 23, verses 4 to 6, NKJV. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This passage talks about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and it is a journey that we sometimes have to travel on. We walk into it via the valley entrance and exit at the other end of it. I am reminded that on the valley road, there is often only one entrance and a single exit. There is always an end to the valley. The question is what awaits us at the other side of the exit. According to Psalms 23 verse 6, it says, "Goodness and mercy shall follow me." If our attitude is one of faith and trust in God, I believe all of us will make it through this valley. Along the way, there might be an avalanche or an ambush. We might get injured with cuts and bruises. We might be tired from traveling along the valley because we need to be alert at all times. But we must remember that nothing can separate us from the love of God. I believe that for the children of God, only goodness and mercy will follow us. Bad things can only disturb or disrupt us temporarily, but they are ultimately not our portion. There is an end and an exit where we are headed. At the end of the valley, what remains is the goodness and mercy of God. Let's continue to trust in the Lord. How has your journey with the Lord been for the past 2 months? Has it been a valley experience in the shadow of death? Do you feel that there is no end to the valley experience? Lord, as I wait upon you, I thank you that you are always leading me. Help me to continue to trust in you through all my circumstances. This is today's devotion. Now ponder over it and pray. We hope you enjoy your time waiting on God.